Welcome to Game Central Station, where we talk all things gaming. Welcome to Game Central Station. This is Joe Bradford, your host. We are going to be talking about some Streets of Rage today. I grew up playing Streets of Rage with my sister back in, you know, like middle school days. And I would always pick Axel, and she would always pick Blaze. And we would go through that game almost every day as kids and play it. And it was always infuriating because my sister would always grab me and beat me up in the game while I'm trying to play the game. So that part was not fun at all. But I have some fond memories of that game. Really one of the best beat-em-up games you can get, even today, I believe. So if you get a chance, you should definitely pick it up and give it a shot. So this is my first attempt at doing a podcast for Game Central Station. So please excuse any of my, you know, pauses or thoughts. You know, it's my first time of figuring this out. In the future, I hope to have some other friends and other gamers on and do some interviews with them and have them part of this whole podcast. With Streets of Rage, I own the original version on the Sega Genesis. I also have the version that was on the Master System, which was basically, it was the same game, but it looked a lot worse. But it's still pretty impressive that they could put that on the Master System, which was one of my favorite systems of all time. Back in the day, it was the Master System, with Wonder Boy 3 and Monster Land and all the other games that came along with it. Really a fun and exciting game system, not to mention Hang On. But anyway, with Streets of Rage 3 coming out at the end of the Streets of Rage series, it was really that game was really fun, but it was really just off-putting for me. It wasn't as fun as, say, Streets of Rage 2, just because of the story I didn't like as much. But at the same time, it was a lot faster paced, and I don't know why, but it was just really weird. Axel's voice, or his, you know, the way he yelled and stuff was a lot different, and I don't know why. It kind of threw me off. But anyway, overall, if you had to pick between Streets of Rage 1, 2, or 3, definitely, all the way Streets of Rage 2. Just the amount of characters that you had in there, the specials, instead of it being a car like in Streets of Rage 1 that came out and blew up everybody, which was pretty cool. Having them have their own specials really helped, especially Axel's like combo attack, which came in handy with some of those guys, especially like the Freddy Krueger guy. But anyway, I really enjoyed that game. I really hope that you guys will go out and pick it up. It's not too expensive on some of the digital platforms like PlayStation stores and stuff like that. There was also a version on the 3DS that came out that was pretty cool to play. So anyway, hope you enjoyed listening. Again, this is my first attempt at a podcast, so don't be too harsh on me. But if you do have any comments or any suggestions, please send me an email at 1upgamecentral@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear any input and things you'd like for me to talk about and ways that I could improve. But thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll be making another one of these guys soon.